A new study recently released by the Department of Business and Economic Development and Tourism shows international students help to contribute close to $500 million to our state coffers. Dennis Ling, the administrator for the department's Development and Support Division, talks about this bright spot on our horizon.
Well, economic impact of $498 million to Hawaii's economy, which equates to $38 million in state taxes generated and supports 5,264 jobs. So it's pretty significant. If we were to compare it to another more well-known industry in Hawaii, the film industry is about twice the size of this. But you know, being this year, film industry has had a banner year. So half of that is tremendous.
So then, as far as the pluses for international students, how are we looking at that?
Well, Hawaii, we've established a consortium called the Study Hawaii Group. It's a group of 31 member schools who are committed to increase the flow of international students to benefit our state economically, as well as socially and culturally, and have joined with DBED to market Hawaii as an excellent location, education location, for international students. So that's a plus in our marketing scheme of things.
How long have we been tracking this?
Well, the study goes back to 2009, but there have been some years in which the studies weren't conducted. But we've been doing this study continuously since 2015.
I know there's been a big push by the state to really get those numbers up. And I believe last year we hired someone to recruit in Beijing.
Well, we have an office in Beijing, a state office in Beijing, that is concentrating solely on increasing the number of international students to Hawaii. But we've also joined forces with the University of Hawaii Manoa, who has a representative there also, who is also marketing the University Manoa campus in China.
So talk about the countries where we're getting these international students.
Well, the number one source of international students in Hawaii is Japan. We've gotten about 3,900 students, both long and short term. The second most important source is Korea, with 11.2% of the students, and China is third. So China being a very big source of students, we feel that that's where we should be concentrating our efforts to make sure that we get our fair share of students from China.
Right, and I believe last year we attended the graduation of a group of students from Japan under a special like ambassadorship program. It was a short-term program.
Right. It was a short-term program. They were from Hiroshima. They came here to study at the University of Manoa. I think it was more of an English language program. But what we did was, at graduation, we made them ambassadors, student ambassadors for Hawaii, because they really took in the culture, as well as learning English, but they really took in the culture and lifestyle and some of the good things about Hawaii that we wanted them to share with their peers, both through social media or whatever means that they can to market Hawaii as a place for learning.
And this was a women's group.
This was a women's group. It was a women's school, yes.
So you've got then a mix of things in play, short-term and long-term.
Yes. Of course, the long-term programs provide more student spending per student, but the short-term is important because it could transition into long-term study.
And how are we looking at students in the high school area?
Well, the high schools that have joined with the Study Hawaii Consortium include schools such as Iolani, Marino, St. Louis. So the private sector private schools, high schools are very much involved in trying to increase their number of students. As for our DOE, exchange students are not counted in our numbers, and we don't include them in any of our studies.
I know some of the high schools had boarding programs, too.
Yes. Iolani is kind of a leader in that, and St. Louis and Marino and a mid-pack also have some host family type of situations, or do have some boarding opportunities.
How are those numbers? Have those numbers gone up, or have they just been pretty steady?
You know, we haven't checked those numbers about the boarding students.
Okay, so mainly we've been emphasizing the higher ed.
Right.
What can you tell us about the number four country, Switzerland?
Yeah, number four, that's interesting. I believe, although the survey is trying to be sort of anonymous in the responses from the different schools for competitive purposes, but I believe those numbers are from Hawaii Pacific University, so Switzerland is a strong market for them.
Yes, I mean, that's been their brand, I think, right, reaching out. They've got a very diverse student body.
Right, especially on the European side.
So that's interesting, though. But a large number from Switzerland, let's say, compared to the other countries in Europe.
Yes, yes, Switzerland. I can't figure it out, but I would think it's probably the weather, or they want something really different from what they're accustomed to.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Despite the nationwide trend of less overseas students studying in the U.S., Hawaii's international student numbers have remained stable and, in fact, show a slight increase. And although we think it might have the current administration policies might have a dampening effect, we think we'll still remain strong, especially in our major markets of Japan, Korea, and China.
Do you see anything else out there on the horizon that might help us attract more of those students?
Well, I think as we grow our consortium together, the more we can as a critical mass market Hawaii as a place for learning, you know, that would be the strongest voice that we can use, because it shows that the schools together feel that what we have to offer is really beneficial to the international students.
And what's the feedback been like from the students? I mean, have they enjoyed their time here?
Well, you know, the feedback has always been positive, and we appreciate them being willing members of our ambassador program. We try to encourage each student who has studied in Hawaii from an international source to become an ambassador, and we've been very successful in getting them to be part of this ambassadorship.
Do you think there will be an ask for more money in the upcoming session just to help with the marketing efforts?
We will be asking for additional funding, and we hope that the legislature would support us.
We've been talking with Dennis Ling, DMED's Administrator of the Development and Support Division, about how international students help Hawaii's overall economy.